When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What's the big old deal? You sitting here in No Jumper Sports with your boy Big Ski. To my right, we got Pot Lord. Professor X Shiesty is here. We got Jason here, and y'all know what's going on. Bossa Nova is on the ones and twos, and Kev is behind the motherfucking cameras. It's lit. I'm fucking full of the Dodger game. Oh, yeah. I'm still turned off of that, bro. How in the hell did you drop the peanuts?
So after I lost you guys for what felt like 3 years.
It was about two and a half.
Yeah, it felt like a minute because you guys decided.
Bad podcasting. Peanuts.
You asked how I dropped the peanuts.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
How'd you drop them? What happened?
Was
how'd
like
you drop them?
Almost a whole bag into that peanut. So like my hands were pretty salty at that point from the peanuts. Your hands get slippery.
And you just dropped them. Fumbled the bag.
I fumbled the bag. But you know what? Wait, though. The peanut is already protected. Therefore, you just scoop them back up into the bag.
Nah, bro.
You crack the peanut.
Off the Dodger Stadium floor?
Just so you know, that is what happened. We ate them out. We scooped them in the bag.
It was the second game of the year. The floor is relatively clean.
This cap.
This cap.
You know damn well I wouldn't even let nothing like that ride. You know I wouldn't let that ride.
I'm pretty sure there's vlog footage of us all eating the peanuts after I scooped them back in.
There's no footage of him scooping them back in, though.
But, like, deadass, you really scooped them?
No.
I was going to say, my nigga, like, whoa, y'all tripping.
Maybe not all of them. A couple made it back.
The ones that were, like, on the side of the bag, like, yeah. I mean, we're going to just get them back in there.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
so I'm going to let him tell his reasoning for losing him, right?
All right.
So we go to the Dodger game, get Dodger glizzies, right?
This wasn't the right.
My boy don't get no condiments, bro.
You just eat.
Right? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
this nigga
my
just
boy
eating
get
plain
no mustard, dough. No ketchup, no relish. Like, bro.
But nobody did.
Bro, it was on you to get it.
Y'all niggas is eating plain.
I had to get the Dodger dogs and the condiments.
I know you thought this was going to go smooth. No, we want to know why we didn't get no
condiments. Wait, is this a vlog? Is it vlog footage of y'all eating glizzies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, bro. Oh, yeah, I cannot.
Run back last week's episode. You watched the end of it.
Run back last week's episode. And No Jumper Clips.
All of us eating glizzies.
They dropped just the vlog.
I would have got nachos,
man. There's a whole vlog of us just eating glizzies. Not the helmet.
Hey, bro. No lie, though, man. I want to say thank you to you, Josh, Jason, bro. Like, hey, man, that shit was a like. Bro.
Can I come to the next game y'all go to?
Yeah. We got to go somewhere different, though, because Dodger Stadium was okay.
Yeah, and they only got Modelo's. I ain't
chill, bro.
I'm trying to go.
Both of y'all need to probably chill, like, for real.
My official ballpark review, having been to a total of 3 ballparks, that was number 3.
But, bro, you did not go for work.
No.
Right. And then you were faded at the Dodger game. So I mean, what are you even saying?
If we're going
you had a good-ass time.
No, but if we're going to a baseball game, we're going to get faded.
Was y'all smoking in, like, y'all seats?
Nah.
It wasn't cool. I see mad niggas do that.
Yeah, that's being tricky. We ain't going to disrespect this.
We got to run it back. We got to go to end of May. We got to go to... I want to see the Angels and the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
I'd be down to go to an Angels game. I've never been to an Angels game. I'd be down to go.
Yeah, I'm fucking super hyped to go, though.
That's a dope stadium, too.
That shit look fire.
It's super dope. You want to go?
I'm definitely down to go. We parked in the parking lot once.
We went to a music festival in the parking lot.
I was just tailgating.
Cool. What was y'all doing?
There was no game or anything.
Sideshow.
We went across the Honda Center.
Hey, man, I want to give them a surprise, man, because I can't, like, just hold
today?
Right now.
Damn. Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm like proud of the accomplishments that we got going on here with No Jumper Sports. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm dropping bombs. Nick Briz.
Come through.
He's coming.
Damn.
Austin Mills. He's coming.
Are you going to drop all the bombs?
Baron fucking okay. Davis.
Let's go. Yeah. That's fire.
That's
fire.
Made a world peace. Run our check. Are you fucking serious?
Oh, we going
nuts. Oh, you got to ask him about the fade.
I'm asking him about how was it being on Kobe Bryant's team. I'm asking him about the fucking brawl. I'm asking him about the people's elbow.
The malice in the palace?
Bro, that's going to be fire. Think about it. Has he spoke publicly on camera about that? Bro, never?
Yes, they just did a whole documentary.
There's a whole documentary. Fuck. And he literally says, this is it. Do not talk to me about it no more.
Damn.
So that's
going to be my first question.
But it's going to be good, though. It's going to be good because we're going to be the first month. No, we got to do a better interview.
No. I'm not going to ask him about the incident. I'm going to ask him about the documentary and what it was like making the documentary about the incident.
Let's
cathartic.
Go!
There you go. There you go. Josh should be up here, man.
That was a smart way to get into it.
Yeah, that's smart, bro.
I don't think they understand what we got going on right here,
BD.
Man.
Yeah. We about to have BD.
BD is fire, bro. I'm not going to lie. That's...
Well, I don't think you fully understand. It's going to be Baron Davis and Made a World Peace at the same damn time.
Oh, at the same time?
Ron Artest, Made a Peace, Baron Davis at the same damn time. I'm going to smoke some weed, get an interview at the same damn time.
Are you going to smoke with them? Because like
at the same damn time. At the same damn time. At the same damn time.
Fuck it, man. Let's
get it.
Fuck it, man.
Damn. Fucking go.
Hey, if Ron Artest hit the za, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Those are the two probably like biggest human beings we'll have at the table at the same time.
That's
like,
crazy.
Come on now, bro. Ricky Williams, Le'Veon Bell, Darren Collison, Kasim Osgood, Tyler Curry, fucking Hezzy God, Professor.
Hezzy God was fire. That was fire. Hezzy God was fire, bro, because like, if you know about him, you know about him. And nigga, I was like, what? Nigga, these niggas know. I was like, all right, these niggas tapped in. That shit is fire, man.
Oh,
I watched
that
whole thing front to back. I'm like, this shit is fire.
I'm going to say it again. I don't think they know what's going on at this table.
They do now.
TJ Ward, Nick Pickett, Marshawn Cameron, Charles Williams, kids going to the draft. Like, this is history happening at this table, y'all.
Bro.
And y'all know we not sitting here giving them statistics. No, we talking actual factuals.
Yeah.
We're not speaking on drama that happened in your career. But if you sit here and act a little tricky and you side-eyed in my homie over here or my homie right there, I'm going to ask you about that case that you caught, man.
Pressure.
You feel what I'm saying?
Apply that pressure.
That's the only time, though, I'm letting y'all know now. The only way I'm bringing the dumb shit up is if you side-eyeing my co-host. Straight up. Like simple that. And plain. Other than that, you're going to sit right here and have a good-ass time, smoke some buds, and show some love. Hey, man.
You can't be smoking weed around the new draft picks, though, I don't think, right?
We didn't.
We didn't.
Oh, okay. I was like, I don't think.
Of course not.
We're respectful.
We had to keep it PG-18.
I mean, respectfully. It would actually kind of been fired, though. Imagine you just blowing trees and niggas like...
Dude, these guys are about to try to get drafted, and they just looking at you like, damn,
let me hit that shit. Yeah, that would actually be legendary.
He's like, yeah.
What was his face a couple years ago, the day before the draft, that video got released of him having like a whole gas mask and him just taking like
bombs. Oh, it was, I know exactly who you're talking about. Fuck.
Yeah, he took a selfie
with the shit or some crazy shit. Like, I was like, nigga, what are you thinking?
Man. They released that like the night before the draft to like hurt his draft capital. And it didn't really impact his career.
No. But it was no actual weed in the thing.
I feel like Kelvin would know this one. So
yeah, but he had, it just looked crazy with the fucking gas mask.
It was crazy.
Hey,
Laramie Tunsil. Hey. Thank you, Boston.
Bro, this nigga, he was like, bro, that was crazy. I don't even know why he did that. He almost ruined his whole career before it started for no reason.
That's college shit. All those kids do it, but getting caught on camera.
Yeah, bro.
That shit sucks.
Bro, I remember, like, speaking of just college shit and old shit, like, remember when, like, Cam Newton was, like, fucking, he got accused of like stealing laptops and
shit. Oh,
yeah.
Bro.
Like, bro, that was wild.
This nigga, after he won the world championship, said, "It's Mr. Steal Your Laptop, bro. Winner, winner, chicken dinner." That's swear to God. So funny, bro.
Remember when Jameis Winston got caught stealing crab legs?
Sorry. No, I do not actually.
Legs?
I do not actually.
Do y'all
I missed that one. Damn. Really? Remember, that's crazy.
Do y'all remember when OJ Simpson went to jail for stealing his own shit back?
Yeah.
Hey, but on another note, another bomb I'm gonna drop right now. You would feel like this. You would feel like this, and I know for sure you would feel like this because the No Jumper Sports Crew, we just like this. You feel what I'm saying? So guess what? I think I'm gonna take it to a higher level with the sports shit because I'm a gamer, right? Yeah, I be gaming. Josh be gaming.
Same.
Jay got a little gaming in this system.
We fuck with it a little bit.
I think I'm going to take gaming to a sport. You feel what I'm saying? Because I got some real gamers that hit me up and say, bro, I think I want to come down on No Jumper. I always wanted to be on No Jumper.
I'm not mad at it.
But I didn't have no angle to come do it. So, Big Ski, do you think gaming should be looked at as a sport? I said.
I absolutely do.
I said, hey, bro, I bet my friends money. And it's, wait, the players got to go put on a uniform. The skaters got to get they you know what I mean? It's a sport.
Yeah. I know NBA teams got their own e-sport teams, too.
Yeah, facts.
So, I mean, it's locked in already. You know what I mean?
You feel what I'm, how do y'all feel about that?
I mean, bro, you got to think about, nigga, the dude that's doing the e-sports thing right now, bro, I feel they making more money, just as much money as, like, NBA players that's coming off the bench. I'm going to keep it a stack.
Okay. So that's one.
Like the big ones are making a lot of money, bro.
That's one for one.
I want to see those numbers.
Bro, all right, just look up like.
I've seen like a couple of the big prize pots on some of those like tournaments.
Yeah. I'm not talking about the ones that do the tournament. I'm talking about the ones that be having like, you know, they have like 100K watching them at a time and shit, bro, like consistently.
I think he did.
So you think they're making more than guys coming off the bench making. Eh, maybe.
Yeah, they're making just.
What's a minimum? 1.3 maybe for a bench player coming up.
Yeah, we talking about yearly, right?
What's the longevity,
They're making way more than that yearly. I think
for a bench NBA player.
What's the longevity of like an esports career? Like who's the like OG been playing for like a long time?
I feel like to me, people might hate me for saying this. I think Nick Merckx is like the father of that whole shit, bro. Huh? Like he's literally like the grandfather of that whole like stretch of thing. Like he kills it, and like any game this dude plays, he picks up any game, and bro, he's just beast at every single game. It's like, bro, it's insane. I've never seen nothing like it. He can just switch to game to game, bro. And most people just got to stay locked in on one.
Hit cuz and tell him to run it in 2K right now with Big Ski, bro. Ooh.
Dude, he's a legend.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about nobody being no legend, bro. Yeah. This is No Jumper Sports. Okay. I'm Big Ski, and I asked you, is it two for two with you feeling like it's gaming a sport?
Fuck
that legend. I'm Big Ski. History is happening. I'm a living legend right now.
Merckx is a master game.
I'm going to back you all the way, but he's going to kick your ass.
He's a master gamer, bro.
Is gaming a sport or nah?
Yeah, for sure.
That was my question. Two for two. Jay, what's 100%, the deal?
100%.
Thank you. 3 for 3. Yes. We're changing the gaming into No Jumper Sports.
I mean,
sports
think about
now.
This. I mean, I don't know if I should be speaking on it, whatever. But I mean, look at what's on this. Look what's on the shelf right there. They got supplements for gaming, bro.
Gamer subs.
They got gamer subs.
That's
bro.
Gamer subs. Crazy.
Don't tell me that's not a sport now.
Yeah, bro. Like, I mean, nigga, you be sitting at that computer, bro. I remember like I was living in Switzerland, bro. And shout out my boy Yuri. He helped me set up my whole stream, right? And nigga, literally, I used to be in there locked in, drinking G Fuel, all that shit, like locked in, bro. I'm talking about for hours. My wife was pregnant, so she didn't do shit with sleep. So I'm like, bro, I'm locked in, bro. So I think, bro, especially you fucking, like the strategy and all the mind stuff that goes into gaming, it's just like not just playing a game, bro.
Oh, yeah. There's the stamina, endurance, there's all kinds crazy, of shit bro. For sure, bro. It's a very mental game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like, yeah, it's a sport, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't got to cleat up. You know what I'm saying? But you're good. You got a gaming chair.
What's your what is your favorite game? Sports game.
NHL.
Yeah.
Every time. And then Madden, but NHL.
Okay, I like that. I already know who you gonna say NHL, but football. You going with the Patriots on Madden?
Right now? Like, just not my
general,
first choice.
Just in general.
But yeah, sure.
Yeah. Because I'm going to go straight to my Cowboys, too. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not going.
I'm always going to pick the home team.
Oh, you a Patriots fan, too?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Bro, you been to my house? You seen my big-ass Patriots poster?
You seen Yuri drink out of the dog bowl that had a Patriots logo on it.
I did not see that.
Yep, did. That's a fact.
That's crazy. Y'all do a lot of stuff. But, yeah, man.
He drank my dog's water, and that's my fault?
Bro, I didn't say.
Ain't no fault, no blame.
He said y'all.
No responsibility.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all do a lot of
look. I threw your dog in it too, nigga. Your dog too. You feel what I'm saying? Jay, who you rocking with on Madden? I mean, on your favorite sport game.
My favorite sport game of all time is NBA Jam.
Actually, can I take it back? Remember Blitz?
Blitz was fire.
We talked about this.
That was just a max game that you right just now, could cheat on like the whole time.
But the
like,
game was always competitive. It doesn't matter how good you were at it. It's kind of like Mario Kart. Like, even if you're in first place the whole time, you're going to get that fucking, you know,
yeah,
the blue shell at the end. Boom, the lightning. Boom.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, eighth place, first place. Blitz was the exact same game. All of a sudden, interceptions, fumble. Nothing you can do about it.
Shout out to Blitz.
But I'm going to tell you right now, NBA Jam, and I'm a rock with anybody. I'm going to match you up because that was a great thing. You can do a lot. But if I'm going to pick first, I'm going with the Magic.
Facts. You got to go with the Magic.
Running with the Magic. What? I mean, but you couldn't look. I mean, honestly, bro.
You couldn't pick the Bulls, though?
No, but the Bulls didn't have Michael Jordan. It had just a player. Remember, it just had player.
I know. And it had Pippen.
Magic
had,
then. They had Shaq. Grant.
Yeah.
They had Shaq,
Remember the first fucking game Jordan actually signed a release for was, I think, like NBA Live 2000. Like,
and they had
or
the Jordan
shit.
Edition.
Yeah, yeah. And, and that game sucked. It was like, fuck, he should have just went back to not being on the game, bro.
But watch this, though. It had all the shoes on that game, though. That's when we first seen all of Jay's collection on a video game.
Yeah, you had everything.
Is that important for a
basketball
video game?
I'm gonna be
hell yeah.
Yo, I'm gonna be real with you. I made an all Jordan team. So I took the athletes that actually were on Team Jordan, signed to Team Jordan, and I put them in all their shoes. Like my shit. Like I made a team that was fly as fuck. That shit was hard as fuck.
Like, bro. Even 2K with right now, like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, you could fucking go to 7-Eleven, go buy fucking two $25 gift cards. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? And just juice your player up. Like,
so
that
you think
shit
playing
is wild.
Dress up is a fun part of the game?
Playing dress up? Like, who wants to fucking go out there and look like Larry Bird, hash brown town?
I'm not going to lie. Speaking of, like, dress up, like, my favorite game right now is, like, MLB The Show.
Ooh, right?
That's
bro.
Just so fire. I always play with the Seattle Mariners because their alternate jerseys are fire.
Bro,
I just fire.
I love that. Fucking baseball.
Let's
games,
play.
Bro.
You know, it's cross platform now.
Mm-hmm. For real?
So, yeah.
So, you going out there with the high socks?
Oh, yeah.
On the 2K? You going, your man going to have
high socks, short shorts,
Chuck Taylors, headband,
maybe some hair.
For sure,
maybe
you
some dress.
Because, watch this. He's the nigga that has a dude running around with braids.
Dreads. Yeah.
100%. Rick Ross beard. Mm-hmm. Hey, that is hilarious. Out there
about
hooping shit.
6'10", 320
I used to always make the tallest player because I was so short. And
reason why I'm saying this, Josh, reason why, bro, because I'm the point guard. I swear to God, bro, I'm always an Asian point guard named Ching Ching. Bro, so if they
named
I
what?
Swear,
oh my
Ching
God,
Ching.
Bro.
So when he splashed, oh, Ching Ching.
Do you have like that
that's
sound
fire.
Effect?
That's fire.
That's fire. Bro.
That's fire.
I
was trying to see
that.
Where I was going.
Bro,
I was like,
but I fucked
no,
with that.
I swear
that's
to
fire.
God,
it felt
it's
a little racist,
racist,
but now it's
no, bro. Now watch this though. This is the craziest part of it all, bro. I always wait. I play like two or three games without my headphones, cuz. So I'm out there on one, and I know they'd be like, this little Asian motherfucker right here is going nuts,
hey,
right?
That shit was...
So look, bro, I put the fucking headphones in, and I'm like, hey, cuz, I'm out here busting y'all. And they be like, hey, what? Bro, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, bro, I'm from Compton. You feel it?
They like, you got a voice changer?
Why do you got a player named Ching Ching,
that's
bro?
Right.
I'm like, don't worry about that, bro.
China Mac going to get at you. You keep saying
probably
like,
think that you're the friend.
He can be like, Kiki from No Jumper.
Oh, yeah, man. See, look, you're going to make me.
I need a one-on-one basketball game. Man. I'm ching-ching you.
Come out here, bro.
He's going to say Kiki from No Jumper like 20 times. Yeah,
Kiki. Going to get dunked on, too. Bro. You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, we need a No Jumper basketball game.
Too late.
Yeah.
Too late. Too late.
You already played?
No.
It's in the works.
It's in the works.
Kiki, are you going to draft him?
Pollard, I'm drafting Cut nice. For a DJ.
I'm nice in basketball, bro.
Nah, man.
This is the first person Kiki hasn't tried to recruit on his team, so maybe
not. I don't think Cut going to make my team, bro. I'm going to be real with you. Right, you could be the DJ, fam.
No, I'm playing, bro. I got
to
play.
No, I guess you'll have to be on my team.
Let's go, Josh. Bro, you see, now we're going to win.
Hey, I'm just saying, bro. Team
bro, I'm telling you, I'm kind of nasty.
So we don't have any height.
That's exactly what I expected.
We don't have any height going on our team, so.
All right, let's go. We up.
Cool.
I'm coaching.
Exactly.
We up.
And
bro.
You coaching against Professor. Professor said he not gonna hoop, but he gonna
hoop. Who's playing now? Like, is it gonna be like?
No, this ain't no pressure. Nigga. You getting broke off, nigga? These is you gonna play against Hezzy God?
Hezzy God is playing.
He said he gonna show up. We don't.
Yeah. Oh, bro, I'm not trying to play against no motherfucking.
Exactly. That's what I said. You was DJing.
I DJ. I'm not playing against. No, I ain't playing against no All Star. I thought I played against y'all niggas. I'm like, all right, I'm good. I'm probably better than y'all niggas.
Mostly for show.
Hell no, I played against Hezzy God.
Yeah, man, we putting together the first, like, No Jumper Celebrity basketball game. You feel what I'm saying? Jumper Sports, we're going to get it
cracking. I'll for sure DJ, I'll DJ for sure.
You feel what I'm saying? It's going to be dope, bro. Damn near everybody we interview said they'll pull up, you feel what I'm saying, have some fun with us.
So far, it's going to be a pretty insane game.
He's
going to
draft BD, watch.
What?
That would be fire.
Bro, I'm done.
I'm not going to hit him up before Ski does.
Look,
now
bro,
you get meta.
What do you mean?
I'm going to get both of them.
No, I already told y'all. About 3 episodes ago, BD was on my team. You feel what I'm saying? So I'll we'll slide
him.
You.
We'll ask him whose team he wants to play for.
Damn. Hey, BD, if you're watching this, have you ever seen this? Josh team. Because Kiki didn't want to pick
one. He's going to give you the West Coast love. He's going to give you the LA love, bro.
I ain't tripping. Because he's going to ride with Josh because he's going to see Potlord as point guard and he's going to be like, oh, this is what you was working with, man. Go ahead and be the DJ, my boy. I'll take this one for you. Hey, Paula, you'll be a G if you'll be like, man, I was going to play, man, but you know BD showed up, so I gave him my jersey. You
I'm definitely going to say that.
You'll be the guy.
I'm definitely going to say that.
Like, Potlord, thank
you. I was
you.
Ready to play, and then,
you feel me? I did, you know.
I had my arm started twitching.
I'm not going to lie, man. That right there for the channel is going to go crazy, bro. Because not only are we going to repost it for show, but everybody that's involved that day is going to be happy as hell that they there, bro.
Bro.
Crazy.
Josh, tap in with me. We're going to get some real hoopers on your team. We got to get like Tristan Jazz and...
Ooh.
I love them niggas, bro. Them niggas be playing at Venice, so I'll be seeing them and shit.
Oh, that's real.
So
yeah, I forgot,
we gonna get
bro.
We're going to get them there. We're going to get them niggas on your team.
Where?
And go vlog?
Where?
By the fishes.
Venice.
Yeah. Cause that's,
I want to go to San Pedro also.
That's where the hoopers be, bro. Them niggas be hooping, especially on Saturday.
So.
How you get some good content there?
So, if we do this, can we drop it as a, how we drop this on a Sunday?
What do you mean drop the?
Yeah. Well, I want it to be the whole shebang.
What?
30 minutes vlogging.
We should do it.
20-30 minutes talking.
20-30 minutes.
Look at Cuff face. Pull the shiesty mask up, man. Pull the shiesty. You don't
Josh shiesty.
He did not look shiesty in that moment.
Josh had shiesty.
But no, that'll be fire, bro. You want me to tell you why? Because both of those spots y'all just named, two of the people that we already interviewed will show up. Mm-hmm. Straight up. We go to Venice, Professor already said, yeah, I'll pull up and shoot some threes with y'all. So I feel like...
That nigga always there.
Exactly. And then your boy, you feel what I'm saying? It'll just be a hit. Just like you said, bro. San Pedro, too, that got the view.
Them courts look crazy.
You feel what I'm saying?
We got to get that one kid from Canada. Have you ever seen him? Like, his name is like Matt. I'm sorry, I can't remember your name right now. It's like Matt something. But he talks so much shit, but he's really good. Hmm. And like Drake shouted him out one time because like that nigga, he's a really...
I feel like I kind of know you talking about.
I got to send you guys this page, but like, he be talking some shit, bro. And his YouTube is really good. He be going to parks and just going crazy on things. It's pretty dope.
Pretty dope. That's
he's pretty good,
up,
bro.
Man. That's what's
we got to get him there, though. He's a good content
that's
creator.
Fire. Yeah, yeah.
Hey, bro. You a black surfer, cuz?
Yes.
How does that happen? Like, yeah. I want to know about, like, how did that come about, cuz? Because you didn't want to play ball. You didn't want to, like,
I did play football and stuff. I played, like, played quarterback all throughout high school. Still surf, though. But, like, I got into surfing because I used to, like, skateboarding a lot. But I was, like, dead-ass tired of falling and hitting concrete. Mm-hmm. And, like, growing up by the beach and stuff, you just, like, you see people in the water. I was like, man, I got to try this. Mm-hmm. You know? So I just went out there, tried it. Shout out Tony, man. He's the one that taught me when I was very young. And
He was an older cat?
Yeah, like, he's an older cat from Venice.
I mean, he surfs and shit?
Yeah, he surfs. He surfs, mm-hmm. skates.
Yeah, him.
He's coming on next week.
Wow. Yeah, that's who you want on your team.
Oh, yeah.
That's
who
you want on your team. He embarrasses niggas.
All right, I'll recruit heavy.
Yeah, he embarrasses niggas. But, he taught me at a very young age, and I, you know, basically just stuck with it because I was, like, I was different. It was just different. Nobody was, like, you know, everybody was, my homies was like, hey, I'm going to the park. I'm like, I'm going to the beach, like, you know? Mm. So it just made me different and kind of stuck out, and I just, you know. But it did make me, like, grow up in a sense because it made me see the world for, like, what it is. Like, you know, people don't really fuck with you out here like that. Oh, like, okay, you know what I mean? It's still like that. Like, I'll paddle out, and, bro, like, it's not at my local spot. If it's, like, another spot or whatever, I'll paddle out. Bro, the whole lineup would turn around and just stare at me. And, like, mm-hmm. what the fuck? And they're, like, looking, like, and you can see them analyzing me, like, all right, he has a nice little board, okay. Boom, he has sponsor stickers. Like, what the fuck? All right, you mm-hmm. know, like, all right, let's see him, you know, let's see him surf. And then I get a wave or whatever. Then, like, all right, let's stay out this nigga away. This nigga's crazy. This nigga can do some shit. So usually I get respect real quick. But, yeah. like, when I first paddle out, it's like, niggas is just, like, looking at me like, yeah. what the fuck are you doing out here? Like, you know, I got tattoos on my face. I don't look like your average surfer. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's dope.
So, what like, about?
Go ahead.
No, also, what about like the other way? You ever like been somewhere where you pull up in your car, and you got the board on top, and then they see you hop out and like you got black people looking at you like, mm-hmm. bro, you surf?
Yeah, oh, bro, that happens all the time. But that literally happens all the time. I hate having when people have their board on top of the car. I never do that.
That's kook shit.
Yeah, that's kooky.
Okay. That's kooky. Oh, my bad. Yeah. I know you ain't a kook. Yeah. No kook of the day. My bad.
I just throw my shit in the car, but. Yeah, usually when I'm like, the black people be on the beach and I just be like walking past, they be like, yo, wait, what the fuck? Where you surf? And they be like, they be tripping. So they be like, it's pretty dope though. And I feel like, bro, I'm gonna just say this on here because I feel like I made a lot because right now I'm a part of this thing called Ebony Beach Club, right? And it's just a group of black surfer kids. Like we kind of listen to rap. We are like surfing, smoking weed and shit like that. And basically, like, I feel like me starting at a young age, posting that shit on Instagram, doing all this crazy shit, I influenced a lot of kids out here to really start surfing, like, and I see more black surfers than ever now, and I never used to see them, ever.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, bro. Like, you probably, like, influenced a lot of black little kids to do surfing because that's not even a thought, you know what I mean? To, like, if you don't live by the beach... It's not a thought to go out there and go practice surfing. You know what I mean? To even think about being a surfer. So this is what I want to know, though. That the program you was just talking about, you still rock with them?
Yeah, Ebony Beach Club, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, we throw parties every Sunday, second Sunday of the month, right on the beach. DJ, she's lit.
For sure, I want to come out there. We want to come out there and vlog that for sure. Yeah,
that shit's lit.
That'll be fire, bro. You're like, because now you just took that to a whole nother level, bro.
Yeah,
like,
shout out Ebony Beach Club, man.
Nah, for real, bro. Yeah. Because we'll be able to help the other side of the like world see that it's okay to be black and want to be a surfer.
Yeah,
it's okay to surf.
Nah, you get what I'm saying? I'm gonna just say it like that. It's different, bro. Because it never crossed my fucking mind. You know what I mean? Like,
I feel like there's a bunch of reasons for that, though, right? Like, it's access. If you're not near water, like, do you find, like, surfing's hard to practice?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Having been surfing many, many times one time. Dude, it's a lot of work to ride out to maybe get the wave. And then once you do get a wave, that's your one chance to actually practice getting up.
Right.
And then it's a whole lot more paddling to get back out
right.
just to do that again.
Yeah, you know, that's a fact, bro. Like, that's why I love surfing so much because, like,
a lot.
Your average person just can't pick it up. You can't just, like, It's not like skateboarding where, in fact, we can go like to Zoomies, buy a whole complete, and then try to practice ollies right in front of the fucking store.
Over and over and over.
Like
and
surfing,
over
you got to get a wetsuit, get a board, have a car, you know, to get to the beach, you know, and shit like that. And you got to get up, go at the right time, because it's not good every day. So you got to go at the right time, know what spot to go to, you know, try not to die. And then, you know, it's a lot that goes into it. So
I think one thing I noticed is like in surfing, like locals only is like a big thing I hear about.
Yeah, yeah.
So like gatekeeping is heavy. So like even if you, it's not about you being whatever race or anything like that. It's also just like if you got to like break into like get access to even be allowed to surf on like a, not on like no legal shit, but just on like, bro, the locals don't fuck with you.
Yeah, bro. Like, all right. So that's a crazy point. Like, cause like I grew up surfing in Venice, right? So like the Venice Pier, Venice Breakwater, that's really like a localized spot. Like if you ain't, if you not from there, don't surf there basically, right? And bro, it's been, I've even like, I'm really a super aggressive surfer just because that's how I grew up. And like, bro, it's been times, bro, I've been like, I'll take people's like, I'll, you know, people cut me off. I'll push them off, take their board, surf with their board all the way down to the beach and then throw it.
Savage, bro.
And then go right back out. Like,
that's crazy.
But I mean, that's what I like, you know, that's what I've always saw when I like saw like surfing shit, like or whatever. Because I grew up going to Hawaii, like, you know what I'm saying? If, and I would be like, they would be like, you could come over here and like swim a little bit, but like you can't even swim past this point. And bro, when you see these motherfuckers come out, bro, just get on the sand.
Yeah, but yeah, because yeah, you get anywhere in the impact zone and you get in somebody's way. And especially if it's good, niggas get mad, bro. Especially I get mad a lot. I'd be like, bro, I'll be yelling. I'll be out there yelling. So people, especially spots in LA, people know me and they be like, all right, don't get in this nigga way because this nigga take this shit serious. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, I mean, that's what pays my bills too, bro. Like, feel me? Shout out Rip Curl, man. Shout out Simple Supply Co. And shout out Law Grabs. Like, for real, like, they help me out a lot.
Guys, man. Shout out the guys, man. So,
that's what's
real talk, man. Proud of you, man, on that journey, though. That's dope, man. Real shit. You're a real one.
Appreciate it, man.
Sponsored surfer. Sponsored surfer. That's dope, bro.
Shout out to Pod Lord, man. For real, for real.
First pro surfer we had on here.
Yeah, semi pro. Because I do have
a semi shit. Ain't no semi shit.
Yeah, we talked
about that part out.
Yeah. So look,
if you get any kind of, if you can do it, you get anything for it, bro.
Yeah, you already.
Yeah, my board's not available anymore.
You had a board, then there you go. You a pro surfer.
I have my own pro model. It's called the Tote.
Is it a semi-pro model or a
pro? No, it's a pro model. But I would say I wouldn't say that because like you got pros that are like fucking they're doing contests and shit like that. I'm not doing any contests.
There's a lot of different pros. We learned that on here. Is there a
difference in like surfing? Like there's a difference in skating between like street, park, invert, you know what I mean? Is like big wave different than like surfing your local beach?
So big wave surfing is obviously like that's a whole different kind of training. Sometimes
you're like
you get
a different person, right? You're not even the same kind of surfer.
You're a madman if you're trying that shit. To like I'm never doing no big wave surfing.
What's
ever
the biggest wave you've taken on?
I've surfed like this spot in Newport when it was like about like 13 foot.
It was
It was heavy, and it was heavy.
You'll never do that shit again, huh?
Nah, probably not. I don't really like surfing when it's like super big like that. I like it when it's like rippable, like you know, head high, just like rippable surf. Like
you see those videos on YouTube of like 50-foot waves, 100-foot waves of just like skyscraper.
Yeah, and that's just
falling down.
Yeah, and
if they fuck up at all coming down that shit.
But they have like wetsuits on that have like inflatable vests, so they can like pull to inflate you up and send you back to the surface.
That's more new shit.
It's been around for like about, you know, probably like 10 years or so, because that's, you know, but like it's still like super scary, and it's like I don't even know why people try that shit, because like
what's the like furthest place or like most exotic place you've been to surf?
I like surfing in France a lot.
Word. Yeah. Is that like south of France type
Yeah, south
shit?
Of France, yeah. Hoscor, like Biarritz.
Wow.
The water clear?
Nah, it's actually just looks like here, actually, but it's a fun spot.
Why?
Because it's not, why does what?
Why France? Like, what's a...
I don't know. Like, the wave just breaks a different way. I went to this one spot, right? And like, literally, I like going left, right? Which is just like me front side, basically, right? So this spot just has like the ultimate left. And like it was just so fun and playful, and I just think that's like the, one of the best waves I ever surfed. Even I like going to Lower Trestles a lot. It's like pretty much a skate park for surfing, but like
Australia, you been to Australia?
No, I have not.
I know that's a big place, right?
Yeah, yeah, I have not. But like, bro, they got big ass spiders and shit that our country would never see me. Like,
you don't fuck with spiders?
Hell no! Somebody can rob me with a box of spiders, dog. Like, I hate that. Bro. Yeah, dog, not even that shit is not.
I'll have spiders here all the time and just drop them out outside. Spiders are super helpful. They kill other shit,
bro. That's not true. I hate spiders, bro.
I hate the big fuzzy motherfucking spiders, bro.
They're not scary. But you ever seen like the spiders in Australia? They'd be like you know, big as fuck on the side of the house and bigger than a window.
Interested in you,
bro? I don't even want to see that, bro.
That's wild, man. Hey, man, I want to give a huge shout out, man, to Aiden Hutchison, man, from the Michigan Blue and Gold, because he went second pick to the Detroit Lions, and I know he wanted to stay home with his fam, with his friends, and you feel what I'm saying? That is a blessing, bro.
That's fire.
He's going to the NFL, and he's staying home. His family gets to come see him, cheer him on. Do your thing, my boy. Do your thing. Who are you rocking with in the draft this year?
I don't know, but you're talking about guys sticking around. The Steelers ended up drafting number 20. Kyle Pickett staying in Pittsburgh. That's went to University of Pitt.
Yeah.
Now going to be playing for the Steelers. Steelers, no Big Ben this year. Who did they sign?
But is he from actual Pittsburgh, or just he just went?
He went to school at Pitt.
Yeah, no, he went to school there, but he's not from the actual city itself.
I'm not sure he's actually from there, but he has a fan base that's been built up there for the last year.
That's dope, though.
They don't got a whole lot of other stuff going on over there.
Here you go. Our boy Le'Veon not there. That's why. Yeah, I know you would have that. But you supposed to be his friend.
I am Le'Veon's friend.
See?
But man, I mean, he's not going to be a Pittsburgh.
Steeler Nation show love.
Who's your favorite football team, Ski?
Dallas Cowboys.
I was going to say, you know.
You really? On purpose?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
On purpose? Yeah.
You was like a Tony Romo fan. Like, you was pushing for him.
Negative.
Troy Aikman?
I was going to say Troy.
Emmitt Smith. Michael Irvin.
Deion Sanders.
But, no.
Tony Romo was the one I hated.
Okay.
And he wore what about my Drew favorite Bledsoe? Number.
Drew Bledsoe was from the Patriots.
I know, but he played for Dallas for a year or two.
He was a bum.
That's when I started. That's when Bill started Parcells watching the there. Patriots.
You feel what I'm saying? He was a bum. Mm. But yeah, shit like that pisses me off.
The Cowboys are ass, bruh.
You're ass. You look like a straight butt, nigga. What? Hey, so look, though. What are we talking about?
I'll be honest, though. The Cowboys have not won anything meaningful in a long time.
Bro, I don't want to hear you try to bash not my teams win on anything. This show, bro. What's up, Jay?
I'm not trying to bash your teams. You just got crazy-ass picks and teams.
I'm going to be real. The Raiders don't have a pick till the third round. So, honestly, yeah. I don't really got a dog in the fight. And then also, I'm just getting back into riding with them because I'm still mad about leaving a little bit, but I'm not even mad about it no more, and I'm good. And I'm going to be loyal. I'm gonna go back because I spent a lot of years being a losing ass Raiders fan. Might as well
ride it.
I feel like the Patriots gonna pick up like a little sneaky slot receiver.
They drafted offensive guard, I think, in the first round. As long as you've never heard of who the Patriots are drafting, they're doing the right thing.
Exactly.
You're going to figure out about them.
Some more cheating shit.
Exactly. Okay, can we start there? No, can we start?
Have draft picks in the first round is crazy. Cause
so look, before we start there, before we start there, though, my sports resource told me that Kaepernick might be going out to throw some passes for the Oakland Raiders. Y'all don't have to believe me, but this is my sports resource. Just heard it from Big Ski first.
I mean, I heard Mark Davis say he was open to it. So I could see him coming, doing a workout, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe you're breaking news right now.
But, I mean, just got a big extension.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Kaepernick, I don't see that. Hasn't played in the league in 5 years now. And I'm not saying that he shouldn't be given a chance. I just think that he's, past his prime of – being able to be an impactful player in the league.
And so, you made a good point, bro. The Raiders need good publicity.
Yeah, I mean, if the Raiders get any type of publicity that's not involved with one of their players, like going to jail or happening to kill somebody, or like
so you think
coach getting fired for old emails, Raiders, or if they could use any
your coach got
publicity.
Fired for the racist emails. So giving Kaepernick a show is yeah, a
everybody knows
my
that.
Thing is, you think that okay, they doing yeah. that like for that.
Yes, for light publicity, yes.
My way.
100% yes.
Damn, Josh.
You don't even
crazy.
Have to be that much of like a conspiracy theorist to think that.
Damn, bro. That's crazy, man. And then you said like he's been out 5 years. You don't think like he's even like juiced up? I got a question.
Okay, no, wait. Okay. So being out of the game for 5 years, mm-hmm. are you assuming that he's been training the entire time?
I mean, throughout they've been that showing 5 years, it. They've been showing that.
Over watching the film, throughout the year. Watching
you,
film on.
Do you think
all the
he should have played anywhere else?
Focusing on any type of yeah. playbook or anything.
I think he's
I think
out
he
of
should
the
have
loop.
Been given any opportunity to play 5 years ago.
But
yeah,
do you
four
think?
Years ago,
but do you
whenever,
think he,
how long
he should have just abandoned the NFL and said, "I'm gonna try some other shit"?
Yes. If he wanted to continue making money as a pro athlete, or if he wanted to stand on the ground that, nah, you guys are fucking me. I'm gonna make my point, which I think he has made, and like.
I think honestly,
all the power to it. Bro, I think he stood on it. And,
yeah. But these other leagues who didn't give him a look throughout this whole time,
stupid.
They fucked up because
yeah.
they could have brought so much light to their fucking league.
Yeah.
And if they would have embraced it and they would have just been on the whole wave of like, you know, like, fuck it. Like
do
all this shit they want
to
do, let's
play.
Do.
But do you think he wanted to play anywhere besides the NFL?
I don't think so. I don't think he's like going
I think
like,
it's the message, too, that it kind of meant more than him playing.
Did y'all see the Kaepernick Netflix shit?
Because he could have made
seen
money
a little bit of it.
Else.
I couldn't really get through
okay,
it.
Okay, bro.
Yeah,
if so. You ain't seen it, then I'm going to tell you right
Why
now.
Lower your own standard.
Bro, the opening scene in this shit where he goes from, like, the athletes at the combine, and then it literally transitions as they're in line to them being slaves, and the owners and the coaches and everybody there is a slave owner.
Mm-hmm.
The league is not fucking with Kaepernick, bro. His last shot was, all y'all are slave owners. And I'm not even saying.
Wow.
And he was saying that, like, that was the comparison, was going through yeah. the combine. Was the same as like some slave trade. Like, let's see what you could do. So all you could work, blah, blah, blah. It's like, you really think they're going to fucking hire him?
Yeah, like, nigga, we ain't forget.
But we going to give him the looks. We going to act like it's cool, but they not going to pay him, bro.
We going to see. Damn. Hey, Josh.
It's
so if NHL hit you up, right,
mm-hmm.
and gave you a 10-day,
whoa. You would get fucking murdered. You know how big those niggas
how
are?
How long do I have to get in shape?
You got like
10 days?
You got like, no. You ain't got 10 days.
Okay.
Say you got a 90-day notice.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? You got a 90-day notice.
Yep. 3 months.
To hop into the
10-day contract.
NHL?
See what's going on with you.
Whoa.
There's a 0.000% chance. What? That I would get onto the ice? That
Whoa,
I would play,
you have a
10-day
contract.
No. Do you realize how good those guys are?
Bro, I've seen like hockey players, pro hockey Damn. Players in real life, bro. They're scary.
I'm not saying
bro,
that I have a go.
Crazy.
I'm not saying that I'm lacking in my ability. I think that I'm like a pretty decent.
Could have played for the Thrashers?
Could have maybe got. Could I got a 10-day for the Thrashers?
Trashers.
But
yes.
You just said 0-0-0. Like, you just.
For the NHL? Do you realize how good those guys are and how small of a like percentage of the top talent make it? You're asking me.
Yeah.
You, I crazy. Think, might be getting confused because we've had a lot of professional athletes on here. I think their chances of making into these NBA 10-day contracts, like Hezegod, he has an infinite better chance of getting a 10-day contract. Right. If I had 3 years to train.
All right. Well, I guess the answer is no.
So no. I'm a no on the 10-day contract.
Man.
Damn.
But,
Very
dude,
crazy.
The hockey players that are playing at the NHL, like, these are the most skilled.
Man, fuck them.
The top tier. And at this point right now.
I just tried to, like, put you on, man. Not saying, like, fuck them, like, fuck NHL. I tried to put you on.
You're just
going to
say, like,
now.
Oh, 10-day contract? Fuck. I'm going to probably get, I don't know, 5 goals, 8 assists. 14 you penalty minutes.
You
feel what
I'm
minutes.
Saying? I'm thinking like you about to go out there and get a goal and then somebody going to run up on you and try to catch a fade. Then me and Jay got to hop the goddamn. I'll be on the ice slipping with my slides on. Hey, cuz, back up off the homie. Don't be hating.
Dude, me and you see two very 10-day contracts.
God, I like your damn. What you mean? What? Get out there. Because if the Clippers called us right now and said, bro, he be talking shit about us, come up here right now and hoop right now. I'm going out there and I'm giving buckets. Fuck a 10-day. I don't need it. Just give me a trial. Let us come vlog.
You think you're going to drop a bucket and then you drop a bucket in an NBA game?
Numerous of buckets. These niggas be butt. Don't get it twisted.
All right, I got to see
how many buckets.
For sure, if
you get
I
to
was
play
a
full quarter.
A full quarter?
A full half.
Oh, that is a full half?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It will be ski season.
You know it's people in the NBA that don't score points, right?
Do you know that will not be the nigga you sitting next to?
But their niggas are in the NBA. And they don't score points.
That will not be the nigga sitting next to
Kevin Durant had 7 points and a half. And he's like the best scorer.
Bro. Cool.
It took KCP, fucking 3-4 games to fucking score? He made a free throw and niggas was cheering their ass off.
Bro,
think every time you go, so what?
do you think you could score an NBA game if you had 20 minutes, but everybody on the floor knew that if you scored, you was going to get a million and they was trying to stop you from getting that million?
5-on-1.
Buckets. Fuck scoring once, Jason. Yeah. Fuck scoring once, bro. Fuck
I mean, I love the confidence.
Once.
I love it.
I cannot wait to go play basketball. Yeah,
I don't even think you're dribbling that. Like you're not dribbling longer than 3 seconds before that ball is gone.
I don't think that you're gonna get that shot off.
Wild.
Bro, it's the NBA, bro. This is the best of the best hoopers.
You're looking at a C-R-I-P. Nigga, that got G-A-M-E, nigga.
Bruh.
I can't wait to go hoop with y'all so y'all can literally see, like, wait. The homie just shot 10 threes, and he hit 9 of them.
You know, realistically, in the NBA, you're like a small point guard, right?
Do you know, realistically, sitting next to me, I'm not the nigga that's going to go 0-for-0 in the game you talking about, 0-for-8. But I'm getting buckets, bro.
You're going up and down the court all game, too?
Oh, hell no. Nah. See, you just gave me a whole half. And guarantee you, bro, if I was to get a full half in an NBA game, I got 12 points for y'all. Sure.
12?
12?
Niggas don't even score, bro.
I don't give a fuck who you comparing it to, nigga. It's Big Ski. 12. Damn. You know how easy this is? And I'm about to break this down to y'all.
Against what team?
Watch this, bro. Let me tell you something.
If it's the Suns, then maybe.
Where you at, bro?
Do you know how easy it is to score 12 points, bro?
Woo. Bro.
No, I'm being realistic with you.
Okay.
How many layups is this?
It's 4 threes.
Nah, fuck 4 threes. How many layups is it?
Six.
It's 3 layups.
6 layups, right?
Yeah.
You can't do that?
Bro, no, you think you finna get in the lane 6 times? They're gonna throw that shit.
See, that's where you not understand.
Four layups, you draw a foul on everyone. You hit
one, bro. I was just about to say,
you draw
bro,
a foul.
Bro, what do you mean? I need 3 fouls out of all these niggas. I'm jumping into him. And one, my boy. Bro, come on, knock it off. This is a real man's game.
Six fouls?
He's going to draw.
No, bro.
He just needs to draw 4 fouls.
Bro, I do an and one layup, come down. They thinking it's a game. Oh, we're going to lag off of him. Pop 3. Nigga, I got 6 points already within 2 minutes, cuz. And that's on some real life G shit, bro. That's how I told my homeboy on my team, Brian Harvey, you could average 24 points a game, bro. All I need you to do is get 12 layups. He looked at me and said, 12 layups? I could do that before halftime. He was the best nigga on my team, bro. Averaged 32 after that. Because that added 3-pointers. And ones, all the extra shit. It's all statistics, cuz. Numbers. Numbers is the world. It's just how you go about it.
I'm glad you said numbers, cuz, again, there's, like, little people in the NBA that score 0 points. Man. Like, they're in the NBA.
They were the
right
best
now.
At their college.
Bro. Yeah, like, they're the, you feel me?
Bro, and it ain't gonna be the nigga sitting next to you. Guaranteed. They don't know how to manage the time that they're getting on the court, fam.
I love it.
How many times do you see more than one person setting a pick out there? Where I was at, nigga, we all was setting picks.
I mean,
you get what I'm saying? I'm letting y'all know how a team is supposed to be ran.
I agree.
And it ain't what we watching in the NBA.
So you're playing with your team in this scenario?
Huh?
You're playing with your team, not another NBA team?
What do you mean I'm playing with my team?
Like, in the scenario that you're scoring these points, you're playing with your team,
bro,
or
I'm playing with
NBA?
Me, bro. Put me in for
whoever. Playing with me.
We're talking about 10-day contract. What team am I on? I'm playing with them niggas.
So no one's passing? Oh, okay.
I mean,
what do you mean?
I kind of... I agree with you, what you're saying, because you're making the point of, like, there's motherfuckers in the NBA, right, that do not score.
Right.
But what's crazy is the reality is everybody who's in there is capable. Whether it happens or not, these are other factors. Like, you only there because you do have the ability. There's people who have the confidence that you
Straight
can do
up.
That.
Yeah.
And I
think that
bro,
proves Paul Lord's point of they can score and they don't.
And they
don't.
They freeze up and get booed off stage and don't want to take their 10-day contract.
They're also getting defended against.
Yeah,
against
it's a lot of things, though.
No, fuck that,
I don't
bro.
Think it's just...
I think it's like three things.
No, fuck that. Because check this out, bro. The motherfucker pass you the ball... And you don't shoot and you wide open and you start looking for motherfuckers whose fault was that?
Okay, let me tell you this.
If you do not shoot, yes, you are knocking.
Guess what? Points. And so, I got enough jumper cut to knock that motherfucker down. I can notice, oh, these niggas ain't open, shoot it.
But they're gonna be guarding you so what tight. How are you gonna get open?
So what do you feel about like when niggas up Ja Morant, right? For like the first quarter, he don't score shit. He's a really good player. Nigga, you're not gonna get around defense like that, bro. That's crazy, bro.
We were talking about my points. Now we talk about defense.
Not your defense. I'm saying
getting around my defense,
like, bro. You getting around the defense,
bro. Stop. And then my thing is, look, let me tell you this, fam.
I think we're playing.
Everybody has a superstar. I'm not going in the NBA saying I'm a superstar. You just brought up Ja Morant.
No, but
bro.
I'm saying he's getting defended and he can't score.
And my thing is, that's a superstar, fam. That's not Ski.
That can't score in the first quarter because he's getting locked up by an NBA player. That's what I'm trying to say, bro. Like,
there's a lot of valid points coming out of the side of the
table. Yeah, I mean, it's all good. I ain't tripping. That's like me going out there saying I could surf just as good as you.
Okay,
right?
But if you frame it with the equal question that he asked him, if you said, okay, they both have 90-day notices for a 10-day, I do have
a 90-day notice for basketball is different. Yes. That's way different. But a 90-day notice NHL is crazy.
What's it going to be the equivalent?
It ain't equivalent if Cub played hockey. He know how to ice skate. He be in here pucking all around. So what are we talking about?
But the pucking all around is only like a part of it. I got to get back into skating.
I got to get my endurance back into shape. And he told the homie Mike that he would go play hockey on his adult league team.
Okay, men's league, beer league is
But you get what I'm saying?
We've seen the Hash Round Town documentary.
I will go play that shit in a heartbeat.
Basically what I'm saying is he still can do it.
Bro, so these niggas be shooting 100-mile-an-hour slap shots, bro. Like,
if I still could play ball and he still could play hockey, now y'all know we talking about the same type of shit.
Yeah, but he got to face off with somebody that's like
that
him facing off with somebody that's like 6'8".
Me facing literally, off with somebody 6'10" that y'all just was talking about that's gonna blap my shit.
But like 3 months notice for hockey is nowhere near 3 months notice for basketball.
Don't give up hope.
3 years.
No matter who you are.
Not only that, it's easier to score in basketball than it is in hockey.
Oh,
that's
man.
A fact.
No, there's just more points in the game.
That's a fact. It is.
I didn't say nothing about him scoring pucks and all that shit.
Yes,
I didn't say.
Yeah.
I just said, would you go out there?
Oh,
yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, I was.
But it's gonna be an embarrassment. I ain't gonna be putting up.
Now
buckets.
He's gonna do the team.
I ain't gonna be throwing.
He's not putting up buckets either.
You going to be pucking around out there?
I'll be pucking around between the red line, the blue line, the other red line,
all right.
The circle, the crease.
Let me ask you this, right?
What's up?
So you say you get 12 points, right, in an NBA game. Can you score 12 points in a pickup game?
Easy.
That means that you score all the points.
What are we going to?
You should go to 12, right? Or 11,
I'm
sorry.
I'm not about to sit there and just hog the fucking ball in a pickup game, but I can score all the fucking points. We need to go play ball, bro, so you can actually see this.
I've watched him shoot. I know that he can
like
this.
It's crazy that you're playing me like this right now.
But no, I know how. Who gives a fucking.
Now we're talking about.
Let's go to Venice first.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah, let's go to Venice. I really want to see you play at Venice.
We can bro, you really gonna just how you just spoke. You already suspected that I'm not going to score at all out there. So when
you might score. You can score out there.
Fuck all that. You might my ass. Might my ass.
You score in Venice.
Might my ass. When we get the W, I want you to be like, hey, bro, my bad. All
right.
Like, nah, real shit. Like, I need that because the way y'all just played me right now,
again,
I got to show y'all.
If he scores, ball against, I think, more than 12? The above average, like, pickup game. Like, you go to not only, like, any pickup game, you go to a good pickup game, and you're going to score. I'm not, like, worried about that. We were talking about the NBA.
The NBA. The NBA is way different, bro.
People I played against. It's cool.
Drew League.
And those niggas are
nasty. Whatever.
But you played against them then, but you're playing
and
again.
And I still think I could get the 10-day and score 12 points. Something you didn't even want to step up and do.
10 days.
I just don't think it's realistic.
12 points and a half, he said, though.
Nobody thought No Jumper Sports was realistic. Hold on. Nobody thought No Jumper Sports was realistic. And then who comes along?
I mean, you got to believe it.
I'm just saying, bro. 12 buckets and a 10-day contract. Give me 24 hours. Whoa. I don't need 90 days.
Let's get it.
Oh, cash.
he banked the couch, guys. Just, you know,
look, hey boss, that's how you know hater. They could have really thought it was a court back there. You know what I'm saying, God? Why you do me like that, man?
We do need a hoop back there now.
Yeah. I know you. I'm just never been show. Tight. Just because.
Yank.
If there's gonna be a hoop, we gotta have a camera.
Camera.
Yeah. You gotta run the camera back to when I dunked on Kelvin, bro.
Allegedly. Ooh. I'd never seen it.
Boston was there.
We going to put a camera in the new building with the hoop court.
Just a dunk cam.
So anybody making claims, surveillance.
All right. We up.
We were going to use all the security, like, on, you know, the outside where it was important, but we're just going to put all the cameras on the dunk cam.
Oh, man, I want to say something.
Complete surveillance.
What?
Because they got us fucked up.
Okay.
They don't know it's an insider with this Michael Jordan 25 shit. Okay. I'm glad.
We
got to clarify.
The greatest Chicago Bull
of all time.
What was he, a center?
Did he go to?
I think he was a center, bro. Michael Jordan went to Duke, right?
When he left basketball, he went to go play corner.
Bro, I got the cleanest Reeboks, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Like, bro,
I'm lost.
Do you remember when he signed with Fila when he left?
So look, Jordan, bro.
We're out in Las Vegas, man.
Yeah.
Playing roulette. So we all putting our chips on our numbers. Boom. Adam's playing. He's like, I'm like, we are calling out numbers while we're picking our numbers, though. So I see 32. I'm like, Magic Johnson. You feel
Larry
me?
Larry Bird, 33.
Yeah, yeah, so you feel me? So we're doing that.
We stayed on 8 and 24.
On me, Kobe. You feel what I'm saying? So we calling them out, right? Adam end up winning, long story short, bro. It lands on 25. Cuz screams, Michael Jordan!
Bro. The dealer. The dealer, bro.
Bro.
Who was not having us all night.
Older woman.
Turned over weak guts, crying, laughing, bro. Like, that shit right there. So when we said that, bro. Michael Jordan 25, y'all, like,
bro.
That's what it was.
None of us
would have been crying.
We all know the great 23. Let's
45. Yeah.
Let's just do it. And the 45.
He said Michael Jordan.
But nah, 25. Bro, they was on us in the comments, and I had
how
to,
the
like,
fuck y'all got a sports show? It's 20, not 25.
Y'all don't know
relax,
that Michael
bro.
Jordan
relax.
Is
relaxed.
And some of them didn't even want to tell us, though. They was like, he's not even number 25. Like, oh, no, y'all only want to help us correct us. Like, that shit was so fucking funny, bro.
House Phone was wearing some, like, Jordans, and he said the wrong Jordan, and everybody railed him in the comments. Like, you don't know shit about clothes.
God damn, bro. Damn, man. It's a sad life to be that angry on the internet, bro. Yeah. Don't be on the internet that angry, bro.
Yeah, they railed him. That shit was actually funny. I went through every comment and was like, this is funny.
Shit is hilarious.
You got anything you want to talk about on a baseball tip? Any good
baseball tip? I ain't been following too much since our game.
Mm-hmm. Dodgers lost again. Mm-hmm. They lost to the Padres. I seen that.
I saw the Sox lost a couple times against Toronto. Mm-hmm. Toronto's dangerous. Yes, I think they might be one of the most exciting teams this year, so I definitely want to see them when they come in town.
I'm telling you, Vlad Jr., man. Mm-hmm. I've been watching, yeah. Just had the Bay Bridge series. The Boston and the Jays had that last series, so I know how he was feeling. But nah, bro, baseball been fun, bro. It's crazy. I'm having a good, and normally I don't get into it this early.
On me.
Especially because of hoop, and hoop is fun as hell right now. Yeah. I mean, so I'm surprised, but I'm fucking with it like tough early now. I'm not waiting until the season's over.
Hell yeah.
Or until basketball season's over.
That's what's lit, man.
I might dip out soon and come back later in the summer. We'll see.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
I'll be honest. Baseball's a long ass season.
Oh, no. Yeah, for sure. You'll be like,
I'm giving up already. Yeah. I'm telling you. But I'll be back. Nah.
I want to see some NASCAR racing, man.
It's funny because I was going to say,
NASCAR racing would be sick.
Have you ever been to one of those?
I haven't. No.
I've been to one, bro. Mm-hmm. That shit is loud as hell, bro.
Were you in the pit?
Where'd
you go?
I can't remember. I went with like my dad and his friend. He had like tickets or whatever. We just had like regular seats, like whatever. But bro, they was like, "Oh, you want earplugs?" I was like, "Nah, I don't need no earplugs." Like,
no, you need earplugs,
bro. That shit is so. It's like literally standing next to a plane all day.
Yeah,
that shit's so loud.
There's people that get like the earbud things, shove them in the ears, and then get earplugs or like headphones and put those over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen a lot of people with headphones.
I watch NASCAR though.
Nothing.
But it's funny because I watch NASCAR the way I watch one race the way I watch a whole baseball season. Like, I could fall asleep and be like, oh, they got like 300 more laps.
Yeah.
And then they got 100 more laps. You know what I mean? Like
golf.
You could keep coming back to it, you know?
Mm-hmm. For real. Just like Pablo or my boy David Maxwell and his son, Vegas, they took me to the Long Beach one. But it was the foreign whips at this point. It wasn't like the actual NASCARs.
It was you talking about Formula One?
Yeah, it was the day before, right? So, like, they fucking showing, like, Lambos, Ferrari. I'm like, bro, but they spinning them.
You're talking about exotic.
Like, it was, like, some exotic shit. Like,
yeah.
But they were spinning them motherfuckers on the racetrack where the NASCAR race was going to be the next day. And that was, like, low-key, like, some of the dopest shit I ever seen. Though. Like, that's with whips. Dope. Nah, they was going back-to-back.
Was it just a straight downtown
like where Pine Street is and shit. They shut all that down.
They go like through the city and everything.
Where we went to the Complex Con, right there.
I went to Disneyland Ice one time right around the same time as that shit.
That corner where we walked up them steps, I was on the fucking what do you call that shit? Like the stairway right there. We got through the building and we was posted on the stairway. And watch that shit from right there. Like, that shit was so loud.
That was zooming.
Sagging, bro. And it was so tight to see those cars doing that.
Because
you can't drive like that. The motherfuckers that you fuck up.
Have y'all ever been to downtown LA X Games rally car?
No.
Bro, they fucking shut down that shit. They be down Fig, Olympic. They was sliding. But like rally cars and shit. Like, this was fire. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I lived in downtown LA at the time, and I'm just like walking down there to see X Game shit, and I didn't know it was rally car event that day.
Damn, that's crazy.
Oh my God, bro.
Hey, speaking of just like driving, have you ever seen, they have like a Porsche track on like the, like off the 91 East or
going,
something?
You see it going toward San Diego.
Oh, it's a 405.
That's the 405 by Carson.
Yeah, yeah.
Where the blimp is.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like a big ass nigga, like what is bro.
It's across from that.
That Porsche track.
I always wanted to see if you can like actually drive Porsche. I just want to see you can actually drive them.
You can drive them over there.
Wow.
My dad took me over there.
Do you got to drive your own or like?
No, it's like some testers type shit.
That's fire.
Yeah, but it's a lot next door though, like a Porsche lot.
Did you do it?
No. I watched Pops do that shit. I seen like a little jump, but they was just like, yeah, you can't do that. Damn. It was just crazy though, because what he's saying is like, that's the reason probably why, like, you see like a little jump right there that
right by the freeway.
Yeah, like, you're doing enough speed, bro. You're catching air.
I've been on the freeway and I just seen some car just zooming, like, can like roll down the window. You can hear it. I'm like, damn, that shit is going fast as hell.
Have you ever driven on the Autobahn?
No.
Because I just know you was in Europe, so
I just I haven't.
Too scared to?
Like 130, bro. Everybody doing 130.
I haven't been to Germany yet, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven in the Bay Area?
Too scared.
In the Bay Area?
Because that's they say it's like the Autobahn.
Well, yeah, because the Bay Area, them niggas be making like left-hand turns from the right-hand, from the right lane. You be like, what the fuck, going across like six lanes? It's like, bro, they drive like they don't care about nothing.
If you drive an 80, you are slow.
Yeah.
You are slow in the Bay. Like
on main streets?
Everywhere.
Everywhere, bro. They be, bro, that's an out-of-control spot.
Yeah. I've always wanted to ride the Autobahn, though. I thought that should be crazy.
Well, in France, though, you can you can go pretty fast, but you can't go as fast as
ain't no fucking Autobahn out there.
Yeah, nah. But yeah, in Switzerland, you can't do any of that shit. They is not playing. Everybody driving slow.
It's all like peaceful countryside.
Yeah, yeah. It's like lakes and shit. Nigga, like, nah, bro. You about to enjoy the scenery. Hey, slow your stupid ass down,
Josh.
Ski.
I'm proud of you, man.
Why? Because I wore this the whole time?
No. What's the name? You've been winning some money on my bookie, man.
Hey, I have been making my little picks.
A lot of live betting going
my
on.
My little picks.
You feel me?
A lot of NBA games.
Yeah, real shit. Josh been doing his thing, man. Boston came through.
A lot of NBA bets. But again, it's all live betting. I don't put any bets in other than like some serious
predictions. Stop giving people your sauce. You told them once.
Sauce.
You ain't got to tell them twice. You feel what I'm saying?
We win? Fuck.
Ah! I saw it while we started.
All right. Put the bet in for
exactly.
Me.
This is also happens. So NBA playoffs.
Mm-hmm. That's why we brought, yeah.
I've been winning some money. Second round is almost completely figured out. We'll know by the time this drops, second round. What are all the matchups? In the East, we're going to have the Heat. And the Sixers. And we're going to have the Celtics and the Bucks. Golden State.
Oh, shit.
You don't even like the West, so let's hear these predictions.
Yeah. Okay.
Look at him. Look.
I don't even know what the matchups are going to be. It's going to be Golden State. It's going to be Phoenix. They're not going to play each other, though.
You think Dallas is going to get over the hump? You think they're going? You think they?
Well,
we just found
out that they just won, so no. Utah almost beat them, man. I was really hoping that was going to go to at least seven games, and Utah's not that good. So
for a reason,
I don't think Dallas is going to win. What do you think is going to come out of the West? What do you like?
Well, me personally, I'm just going to go ahead and just ride with Jason on the West side with the Warriors. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
because
awesome.
The Lakers aren't in it. We went nowhere near it, so I'm okay with that. So I would just stay on the safe side, on the West side with the Warriors. But y'all know I spoke on it earlier and during the week or a couple episodes ago that I feel is coming out of the East, just being real. Like, it's either going to be the Bucks, because I said it was going to be either the Bucks or the Bulls, or the fucking Philly. You feel what I'm saying? The Sixers, so...
So you're just trying to fade me straight up in the East.
Like, I'm
gonna
just
fade
sorry,
me.
Bro.
You're going to try to fade me this round, which is cool. Yeah. And then when we get past it, you're going to try to fade me again
like,
when the Sixers beat the Heat. It's cool. We go head-to-head.
It's not even like trying to fade you like that. It's just like me like having my opinion on who I think is going to win. You
I'll be honest. Most of my bets that I've won this last week and a half, I've made my bet not telling anybody what it was. And then I said, hey, Kiki, who do you like? Every bet I've won, he has liked the other team. So you fading my bet, I'm not.
That is cap, cuz.
No, dude, we both liked Utah tonight, and Utah lost.
Bro. Boston.
That was the first time we've liked the same thing.
This.
I'm just saying.
Watch this. I'm just saying, too. Was I not the one he asked about Ja Morant when they was getting drugged the other night twice? Was I not the one he asked? And I said, well... It's getting closer. Yeah, I think you should ride with them. They could come back. You don't remember that now, huh?
No, I think my
That's
bet,
crazy.
I think my bet was already placed, but...
Nah, you asked me about the bet. That was the whole reason you asking me.
Well, I just wanted to feel better about the bet I had already placed, but maybe.
I get
perhaps.
It, though. It's all good, man.
Bets I've won,
I never
if
get
not
no props from
100%
you
of them...
I wouldn't expect it to happen right now.
Okay.
I wouldn't suspect it to happen right now, bro.
You don't
Come
think
on,
you get
man.
Any props.
No, I really told you about this bet. You brought it up to me.
I'm just saying every bet I've won so far, you have picked the other team.
Oh, man. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Numbers don't lie.
Who you got?
I got, for the West, I got Golden State, but I like really how the Sixers look, though. Sixers been playing.
He's going to be the Golden State Sixers finals.
Yeah. Speaking of Golden State, you seen Klay Thompson riding a bike to the
game?
Yeah,
bro. And I didn't realize it was like an electric bike, bro, or some shit, because he plugged it in.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah, he plugged it in. He just plugged it in.
Like a Tesla. Yeah.
And I mean, you see, he just like walked through the metal detector and the shit went off. I'm like, yeah, he could. What if he had some shit? Now I'm just like, you're going to stop him. Like, yeah, but that shit's funny, though.
What was his face that shot or had a gun in the locker room a couple years ago?
Gil?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gil Arenas.
Come on down, Gilbert Arenas. You the homie. We will
bring the burner. Yeah.
Bring the blammy. We blammy friendly.
Yeah. Blammy.
Everything's okay.
We'll go to the shooting range.
This ain't the locker room, bro.
We'll go to the shooting range.
How yeah, that would be viral. But I don't think he can legally shoot a gun on camera, though.
Why?
Didn't he get in trouble for that, like having a gun shit?
Sounds real un-American.
Well, shit, I'm just saying.
I don't think his charges are like.
Okay, I thought he got in trouble for that.
That's a long ass time ago. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think he'll
the biggest athlete fumble with a strap ever.
We'll do it and find out.
Plaxico Burress with a strap in some sweatpants in a club in New York.
We go to a shooting.
Wildest shit I ever heard.
Yeah. Shot himself and went to jail.
Wearing sweatpants, my guy. Bro, no holster. Bro, how you keeping a fucking 4-pound blemmy on you?
What are you doing, bro?
Wrong idea. We go to a shooting range with Plaxico Burress, then a strip club. But we got to make some custom sweats for the whole occasion.
That hold up a strip?
And then we sell the sweats after.
That would actually be fire.
We needed to patent that before you put the idea.
Oh, yeah, man, damn.
We got to get Blasey's to design this shit.
Oh, God.
Bro.
He just designs like a fucking like a bullet hole. Like where he shot himself at
in the pitch. No, there's extra padding right there.
Yeah.
Bro, that was the wildest shit I ever
heard. Yeah, that dude's crazy, man.
If that were to happen again, you know you're good.
Shit.
Plaxico Burress, man. He fumbled, man.
Big time.
That shit is funny, man.
I want to interview a wrestler, man.
Bro, yes. I'm super, yeah. Like I'll be hyped.
Yeah,
that'd be dope. Like fucking,
like a current wrestler, or like an all-time legend.
Like two, like both, basically.
I like some of the female wrestlers, bro. You gotta get them; they be crazy.
Yeah. You gotta get Shawn Michaels. That bro. Nigga live in Playa Del Rey.
Shawn Michaels would be legendary.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Shawn Michaels, the G.
That would be sick.
That'd be fucking epic.
I'm pretty sure you can probably just reach out to him.
That'd
and be like,
literally
hey.
Be crazy, bro.
Yeah, that's a
Shawn Michaels, fam.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean, that's a real legend.
Yeah, facts.
Crazy with it, bro. That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
We need a shotgun with Stone Cold.
Bro, I will fucking people's elbow somebody in here if Shawn Michaels walked through these doors.
People elbows with The Rock.
That was
though.
The Rock, though. Yeah.
Who gives a fuck?
Are you going to tombstone him?
That's The Undertaker. But I'm not saying, I wasn't about to name a Shawn Michaels move.
Oh, it was the...
See, look at you. I would have been sitting here disrespecting him the whole time. Oh, I'm going to do the...
It was the...
The Heartbreak Kid. No, that's Bret Hart. That's what I'm saying. Bro, get off of my feet,
Stop
man.
Playing footsies with me.
The fuck is wrong with you? And tie your shoes, bro. You like 40.
Dude, where are we running to that my shoes need to be tied right now?
Because you stepping on mine.
You're stepping on my shit.
God, goodness, bro.
Y'all crazy.
Stop playing footsies with me. We can wait till after the podcast.
Hey, you ever watch like open runs at UCLA on YouTube?
Mm-mm.
Bro, that's some fire. That's some fire hooping, bro. That's some fire basketball.
Right
yeah,
there.
That's
okay.
content, bro. Literally, you got everybody that be coming up in like LaMelo Ball, nigga Damian Lillard, nigga just running open runs, bro. It's so fire. Just
USC?
No, UCLA.
Oh, UCLA. Oh, yeah.
Just put open runs UCLA. It's with coach. I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, yeah, everybody go to UCLA.
Yeah, but like, bro, the open runs, bro, it's fire, bro. It's fire.
They switched them because they used to do them at Loyola Marymount back in the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, Pauley Pavilion is a beautiful place, bro.
I mean, honestly, I think we got to get into it out here, man. We got to take advantage of where we at. We got to hit some of these high school games, some college games.
I'm down with that, bro. Please, man.
We gonna bring Paul Lord into the mix, but we.
I want to go.
The big guest we got to have do that with us. Adam's dad.
Mm,
bro, Adam's dad is a fucking college. He be going to high school games and shit.
That's yeah. real nethead.
It'd be fire. High school games is, man, I'd be down to watch some sports, bro. Like, that shit is fire.
Yes, sir. I'm with it.
He was like, he was at a hoop game, and he was like, I saw Floyd Mayweather down there. What the fuck? That's tight.
At the game getting lit. Hey, it's your boy Big Ski, man. The Pot Lord was here today.
Hey, appreciate
you, man.
Our first professional surfer.
Man.
In the building, man.
Jason did his shit today.
Let's do it.
Jason did his shit. Bossa Nova on the ones and twos. He's tired right now. Kelvin is asleep over here on the blunt bean. You feel what I'm saying? And y'all know how we do it. Like, comment, subscribe, and let us know how we did.
Let's go.
Hooks with your boys.
Get it.